For the Purpose Critique Review, Education, Positive Vibes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
It's Madonna Uniquities number 32, and I'm kind of glad to be doing this. I'm thrilled to do this.
32. Wow.
So,
I don't know if that went fast or slow, because Springsteen's almost double.
Springsteen's is coming on... They're actually, both albums are coming on the 14th, June 14th.
Back to, like you said, getting ready to graduate high school or get out of school for the summer... They're releasing. This is great. You want to go instead of digitally? We went to the store, thumbed through it. Boom, boom. Ah, got what I want.
Exactly.
Boom, lift the press. You had your like $9.99 sticker on there. Rip the plastic off, or you sliced it like this. You know, up the right to left, left to right, lateral.
Or the cassette tape.
Yeah.
And you turn the tape over and you slice it open on the fold of the J card to get the plastic off of
and
it.
And now we're ready to roll. That's how older nerds party out in our brain.
So Madonna kind of snuck one up on us. She released May 10th. She released the song "Crave," featuring the singer, the rapper guy, Sway Lee.
So, I think he's, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's related to one of the other famous rappers or somebody. I really don't know. Somebody's cousin or something. I heard something about this, but what do I know?
You know, I gotta tell you. All the ridiculous. There's just this shine that's going on that just. Digging Madonna's new album, Springsteen coming out, Prince is putting another album out of originals.
I'm a singer too. I will always love you. Yeah, keep your day job, fat boy. Let's roll.
Well, okay, so the second song for I Rise, they had that, I'm going to say, she was a banshee, the first 12 seconds. I got tired of hearing the speech part, echo speech, beginning every time hearing it.
But I think that goes for women's rights, women's votes, and all that. So, you know
it
what?
Does.
I can't discredit it.
Can't
We're
discredit
guys.
It.
We don't like it. Whatever.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just I don't want to hear it every freaking time I listen to the song, okay? With Crave, it was okay, but I don't want to hear the Sway Lee guy.
I want to know if Madonna slept with Justin Timberlake.
I have no idea, so what are you asking me for?
I'm just asking, putting it out in the universe to our podcast listeners.
Well,
somebody's got to do that. Hey, didn't you tell the audience about our almost hit? We almost had Madonna on the podcast, but that information crossed to the other site?
You know, I posted it on her Instagram saying, hey, would love to do a podcast interview with you.
And somebody from her camp got in touch with us, but on the Shiny Squirrel, the other podcast you have going, and it was just so fast we didn't even get there. So Madonna, you hear this. Call us personally.
Please do. Yes, please. So I want to say what I did, because you go back a few podcasts. I took Crave. I edited Sway Lee out, so he's not there. I took I Rise. I edited the 12 seconds of the Banshee screaming at the beginning. And then I put Medellin. I'm sorry if I mispronounce it. Medellin at the beginning or at the end. And then I also put the Billboard Music Awards mic feed, so you got four songs in a row, 15 minutes. Go back and listen to them if you haven't listened to them already.
It's like when you have that thing on your computer, like split screens, you know what I mean? Like
yes.
You can watch four different things at once, four different videos or voiceovers. That's pretty cool.
Well, I'm just digging the fact that there's all this. Social media is a bear, it's a monster. And just what's going on, you know, the news, it's like. I feel like I'm back in 1985 again. This is good action. I like what's going on here. Oh, so but what's nice is Madonna has officially put out two remixes of Medellin, and we're gonna play them back to back here.
Awesome! Let's roll it up.
So these are called? The first one is Medellin. The remix is officially titled "Offer Nisum Madam X in the Sphinx Remix." The other one is "Offer Nisum Set Me Free Remix." Who is this guy, Offer Nisum? Let's tell you who he is after we play In the Sphinx Remix, as I'm referring it to as.
One, two, cha-cha-cha. One, two, two, one, two, one. I went back to my 17th year, allowed myself to be naive, to be someone I've never been. I took a sip and had a dream, and I woke up in my jeans.
Que te sientes aquí, tengo un trono. Te gusta cabalgar, eso está claro. Si sientes que voy rápido, le bajo. Discúlpame, yo sé que eres Madonna, pero te voy a demostrar cómo este perro te enamora.
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Si te llevo por los berlianos.
Ven conmigo, I'll be so good for you.
Te enamoro, mami.
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Dame de eso que tú estás tomando.
Ven conmigo, I'll be so good for you.
Se te enamoró.
Just like champagne, found myself dancing in the rain with you. I felt so naked and alive.
Show me.
But once I didn't have to hide myself.
Dice, oye mamacita, ¿qué te pasa? Mira que ya estamos en mi casa. Si sientes que hay un viaje ahí en tu mente, será por el exceso de aguardiente. Pero mami, tranquila, tú solo vacila. Estamos en Colombia y aquí rumba en cada esquina. Y si tú quieres nos vamos por Detroit, tú sabes. Si sé de dónde vienes, pues sé para dónde voy.
Egyptian, very, I want to hear, you know, doing belly dance, doing Aladdin, that kind of thing. You
like
know?
I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah.
15 years later, the singing.
The lady doing the dance of the seven veils type thing
and
on that remix.
Alibaba and all the open sesame
yes.
says caves and stuff.
That's what that remix, I mean, that's I like that one, In the Sphinx remix. That
the
just,
magic carpet, right?
Yes, I mean...
Sphinx, that's crazy. Like you say, that is eclectic.
Yeah. So we're talking in the background while we were playing it. You know, it's Madonna 60. She doesn't care. She doesn't have to record, but she wants to. And that's what's so cool. And her vocals are still there. That's I'm all about the vocals, the singing. That's what's so cool. Because that comes from the 80s, okay? From the 80s in high school, influenced by, okay, the Beach Boys. I got introduced to the Byrds. And then as you went on, you had Wilson and Phillips. You had the Go-Go's, You had the Eagles were still putting out stuff. You had that harmony thing going on.
The hair bands.
Yeah.
You had the girl, the one they say, one hit wonder, Tiffany.
Yes.
I mean, you know, come on, man.
You got that kind of
flock
pop
of seagulls. I mean, you know what I mean.
I was reading one of the articles. They were talking about how she, you know, like, well, she does. She's not putting out anything really poppy. Well, if she's putting out something pop, trying to be 16, you're gonna criticize her for doing that. Make up your fucking mind.
Well, they said. Reason she said in an article she went out was she was depressed.
Yeah.
Because she made her money. She has fame. You know, she has kids now.
Yeah.
She's taking care of tremendous things in Africa, Malawi, and everything.
Yeah.
And she's got all this. So she just got depressed after years. She's a mom. But, you know, she wanted to re-hit it. I don't blame her.
I don't blame her. It's cool that she's doing it, you know.
It's cool that she has enough following and blessed people that really love her. Like you said that quote last week, somebody said, it's like, oh, goody, I'm reliving my youth.
I'm back in my childhood again. So let's get to the next remix. Oh, let me tell you who this gentleman, Ofer Nissim, is. Because this is pretty cool. He's older than us, and he remixed these Madonna tracks, okay? Ofer Nissim, he was born in 1964. He's Israeli. He's 54, 55 years old. He's done remixes for Madonna in the past, including other remixes for the Pet Shop Boys, Christine Aguilera, Cher, just to name a few. So that's who he is. But here it is. Let's get it to the Medallion. Set Me Free remix.
Dear God, how could I trust anyone after years of disappointment and betrayal? How could I not want to run away again? I will never be what society expects me to be. I have seen too much. I cannot turn back. I have been kidnapped, tortured, humiliated, and abused. And yet I still have hope. I still believe in the goodness of humans.
like you say, James Bondish, but Jane Bondish.
Yeah, I mean it. The at first, I don't really care for the trance or whatever you call it, trap. I don't care what you call it, the constant drum beat, the drum line there. But then I listen to the second half. It reminds me of the clicking of the tracks of the subway train. So you know, hey, Mission Impossible, you're on the train and you're trying to keep your balance and you're trying to get down to the cab so you can get down in, because coming up is a tunnel and it's going to take off your head. That's what it reminds me of, the suspense there.
Perfect. Woman, Jane Bond.
Madonna, call us.